Millennials thought it was the end of time when the Amite River ran too damn high. The temperature is up and the internet is down, and you only get a signal if you go in town. Thanks a lot, AT&T. We rode out the storm here in Denham Springs. My woman and the kids and the dog and me, and a big fat hairy wet pussycat. I got a sunburn, a hemorrhoid, a 4-day rash, and I'm covered in fiberglass, and I can't even scratch my
Why not be the most appropriate for Rosie on the House audience? That was El Gringo remaking Louisiana Will Survive After Suffering a Hurricane. Got that from the Walton Johnson radio broadcast that is covers the Gulf Coast.
Very good.
Well, American satirist. You have to have a
sense of humor.
Yeah.
Sense of humor. You got to have a sense of humor if you're going to wait out a hurricane. Right? Ha, 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 there goes the truck. Ha, 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 there goes the front patio. Oh, no.
Ha, ha, there goes the roof.
There goes the roof. I want to talk a little bit about what our blog has to say today. 15 quick fix repairs you can do this weekend, all in 15 minutes or less. Not all 15 fixes in 15 minutes, but 15-minute quick fixes that you can tackle in, about, and around your house. But I want to get to the phone first. Teresa has been on hold for a while. Let's see if we can get her taken care of, and then we'll go on to into our blog material. Mom. Hello, Miss Teresa.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. I have a question. I received an APS solar offer, and I was wondering if this would be something that would, and I'm thinking more of it, anything harming my tile roof that I had. I had a house that was built in 95 with a tile roof, and APS has sent out a letter asking if they can put solar panels up on my roof. And
they want,
for 20 years,
yeah,
they would give me $30 back on my bill.
They want to basically rent your roof, is what they're asking you permission to do, and they'll rent your roof and install a solar system, but you're not going to get the benefit of that solar power. That solar power is going to go back into the grid, and you're simply going to get a small rental payment for the space that they're consuming on your roof. If it were, I don't want to discourage people from this, because I don't want to discourage people from solar energy. But if it were my roof, I wouldn't want to relegate its condition to a third party. And I understand it's a 20-year agreement. Yeah. I don't know, Teresa. It isn't anything I would do at my own house. I would just install the solar panels and have the photovoltaic system feeding into my service entrance section, as opposed to renting my roof to APS. But that's just me. I'll tell you what you can do. You can call Greg Thompson at Scottsdale Solar. We'll put you on hold and we'll get you his number. He's the newest approved Rosie on the House solar photovoltaic system provider, and he can talk you through the pros and the cons of renting your roof to APS to give them their permission to mount a solar system on your roof. And he'll know more of the ins and outs than I will. And congratulations to Scottsdale Solar for making it through the Rosie on the House screening process, our newest member to the Rosie on the House certified team.
And we also have Verde Solar for the not Cottonwood.
Camp Verde?
No. Even better than that, Cornville. But they service the whole Verde Valley area, Flagstaff, Prescott, even down to Cordis Junction. Great state for solar, and we've got great solar partners. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com.
All right. We're here in studio with Bruce Stumbo from Rosie on the House Remodeling, who's going to help us talk through the 15 quick fix, 15 minute repairs.
Did you guys decide how we were going to give away the tickets yet, though, before we get to that? Before we run out of time, I'm like, hey, we have tickets left over.
No, I forgot.
Okay, we'll do it. You guys do the 15-minute tips. I'll figure this out, and we'll do it at the end of the segment.
We'll have to do something quick, that's for sure.
Yeah, so if you go to rosieonthehouse.com, you'll see on the front there a little link where it's hashtag for 15-minute fixes. And if you go that, you'll find an article. So just a couple of suggestions. One real easy one is filling in, you know, those old nailed holes in your walls where you had pictures and that sort of thing hanging up. You know, there's a couple of products, but you're basically using a little wall texture and fill those in, let them dry out. And depending on your wall color, you may or may not to need to do a little painting.
That's where I got my handyman reputation started.
Filling in nail holes.
Uh-huh. at the college dorm with toothpaste.
You can use toothpaste. It sounds strange, but you can do it.
Yeah.
That's for small ones, small holes. The next one we've got on the list is replacing those dingy old dirty light cover plates. I don't are you allowed to change light cover plates, or is that too close to electricity?
Me personally, mm-hmm. if the main breaker in the service electric panel shut off.
Okay, all right. I know Jennifer discourages you from going near electricity.
Yeah, she doesn't like me near electricity.
No.
Has nothing to do with the new shake I got.
And then we kind of touched on it already, but you know, spend 15 minutes doing little paint touch-ups. You know, you get that ding in the corner of the wall, or in my case, where my girls are rubbing their child's hands on the walls, and you get those little spots and things like that.
And you know, while you're on this paint issue, it might be a good time to share one of our other tips about storing paint. Folks, if you open the paint can and you've touched up, let me give you a couple tips. Clean the rim of the can really, really good, even like with using an old toothbrush, and get all the residual paint off of there. As you're dragging the paintbrush across the inside of your paint can, many times it will overflow into the little rim that the lid sits down into. Clean that really good. Stretch Saran wrap. You have to get your wife to do that, because I don't know any man that can undo Saran wrap. I can't. Undo some Saran wrap and lay it across the top of the can, and then take the lid, which is also cleaned, put it down, and use a rubber mallet, not a hammer, not a steel hammer, a rubber mallet, and tap the lid home all the way around. Turn the can upside down and store it upside down, and paint stored that method can go for years. But don't put it in your mechanical closet.
No, it's a little hot in there for paint.
Yes.
Doesn't like that.
Okay, so that's painting touch-up.
Another big one here, of course, with our hard water that we've got going is cleaning out those faucet aerators. You know, people all the time complain about, you turn on that sink and it starts spraying out of the side and going all over the place. Just that mineral deposit buildup. So a real easy way to do it is you remove that old aerator and just soak it in plain white vinegar. There are, of course, products that you can buy that are a little more hardcore, but most of the time vinegar does the trick. I actually had a job we did recently, had a little bar sink that was doing that, and actually couldn't remove the aerator. So just a little tip, use a little tape and cut off the bottom of a water bottle, and you can create yourself a little bowl there, right? Stick it up against the bottom of the aerator.
Riddle me this, Bruce. Is there a difference between vinegar and cleaning vinegar? Or is that just a marketing label?
I don't know for 100%. The only thing I know that I wouldn't do is I wouldn't use the cleaning vinegar from the big box store to, you know, cook anything.
Oh, okay. Point taken.
But they also have that product CLR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fantastic one.
And that's where when I service my misting system on the back patio, I take all the nozzles off. I soak them in there overnight, put them back on at the beginning of the summer, and stays clear all summer long.
And then, of course, in the article, we've got a
now,
couple.
I'll tell you another thing. When you're trying to clear that aerator out, some faucets will have a water restrictor, a flow mm-hmm. restrictor on mm-hmm. it. And there are different wafers that have to go back in the same order that they came back out. So as you unscrew that aerator, watch very carefully the four or five wafers that drop out.
Yeah.
And make sure you take a picture of it or memorize how it goes back in.
Yeah, pay attention to that. Otherwise, you might spend more than 15 minutes trying to get it back together.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
And then, of course, you know, one that people ask us about is changing the water filter in your refrigerator. It's really a very simple job. Most of the time, with the wonder of the internet, is just get the model number off your fridge, do a quick search. You'll generally find all those filters that you need. And at least with my refrigerator, you don't even need to turn the water off to the refrigerator.
Right.
You unscrew it. You just screw that new filter in, and it take you longer to go to the store and get back than it will to finish the job. So, and do we want to answer? We had a text question about somebody. We got on the paver topic, and they were asking about wood on the patio. Do we want to just
give
them?
What did they want to know?
We had a listener texted in and asked if you could overlay a concrete patio with wood instead of pavers.
You'll hate yourself.
Yeah, we were saying unless you really like your neighborhood's termites and want to create a nice little munching spot for them.
You better be a hermit bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you live in that house with anybody else or ever have friends over, they will lynch you.
Yeah, we'd stay away from putting the wood on top of the concrete patio.
I would not create a back patio. He's trying to create a wood deck look.
Yeah.
And you can do that, but you're going to want to put sleepers down first to keep the wood off of the concrete slab with an air gap so it's not constantly being sit down flush to the concrete. And really, there's a reason we don't build wood decks south of the Mogollon Rim. It's just not a good idea. No. Under a patio, shaded. I think what you should do is what Romy did. Romy, tell them how you got that look at your house.
Well, we poured concrete. We dyed the concrete first. So if there was ever a chip on the concrete surface, the color would go through
and through.
And then once you poured it, we took big rubber stamps and you put it on and you tap it. And the stamps could come in all kinds of different designs and shapes, but I used the wood design.
The wood plank.
And then did some additional coloring and sealing on top, so it's a concrete patio, but it looks like wood.
That was a handsome patio.
And
that really was. That looked really good.
And it's funny, you would see people go to step on it, and the first time, they would kind of stumble because they were expecting to step onto wood and it was concrete, and just that different feel of different surface they were anticipating would make them some people kind of lose their first step onto it. But it'll last forever. And you had mentioned below the rim, that's for rot, but just for fire, it'd be wise to not put a wood rim a wood deck above the rim either if you're in a cabin area or setting, more in like the center of a town, like Sholo or Flagstaff or Prescott. In town, it's not a big issue, but if you're out in the mountains and in the woods, I would never do anything wood exposure.